OK， 感謝主，我們一起打開聖經看馬可福音第八章。And turn with me to your Bibles in Mark chapter 8. 各位，今天不是講聖誕節，未那麼快。This morning we're not going to be talking about Christmas, it's still too early, but Mark chapter 8. 我們看後面的34節38。We'll be looking at the end of the chapter in verse 34 to 38. 今天我們會看背起十字架來跟從耶穌。And this morning we'll be talking about pick up your cross and follow Jesus. 剛剛星期日呢，上個星期日三個美國朋友呢就去咗泰國。And last week on Sunday, the three friends from the United States, they went to Thailand. 咁佢而家喺芭提雅，唔係布吉，而家喺布吉呢就係幫教會呢就起一啲嘅房子同埋遊遊同埋布道。And now they're in Phuket and they're helping a church build some extra buildings and do painting and also doing some evangelism. 咁佢報到平安，咁可以繼續為佢祈禱。And they sent an email and they're all safe and having fun and we can pray for them. 咁都希望佢係17號平安翻嚟。We pray that they'll come back on the 17th safely.咁我知道咧，佢就係獻身嚟做一個嘅宣教士，出嚟都係要為主去舍己。We know that as they take the step out to become a missionary, that they have to deny themselves. 咁呢個經文又係講到舍己 ，and here in this passage it talks about denying ourselves. 咁我哋會今日睇三方面嘅 ，and this morning we're going to look at three different aspects of this. 首先我哋睇生命最大嘅挑戰。And first, we're going to talk about the life's biggest challenge. 跟住我要睇生命最难嘅选择。Then we're going to talk about life's most difficult choice. 咁第三方面我要睇生命最长嘅投资。And then lastly, we'll talk about life's longest investment. 咁所以我哋先读一读咧34至38节。So we'll look first at verse 34 to 38。你话于是众叫众人往门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡要为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界。配上自己生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？犯罪者淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在天父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。天父，我们多谢你，我们能够在这里看你的话语，求主你透过圣经当中去教导我们，让我们明白清楚怎样去跟从你，怎样去舍己，怎样去背起十字架。主，我们知道就算我们赚得全世界，我们失去我们的生命，我们是投资放错了，所以求耶稣帮助我们在今天里面可以调整我们的生命，是放我们的生命在你的里面。求你开启我们的眼睛和感动我们的心。我们多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 这里首先看生命最大的挑战。 So first let's look at life's biggest challenge， 就是舍己背起十字架。 And the life's biggest challenge is to deny yourself and pick up your cross。 这个圣经里面讲到这个舍己背起十字架会想到我们人生是为什么生活。 And as we look at denying ourselves and picking up the cross, we have to think, what are we living for today? 今天你是为什么生活？ And what are you living for today? 有些人说我为了钱， Maybe you say it's for money。 有些人可能为了名利， Maybe it's for power and for popularity。 或者是为了私欲，为了家庭， Maybe it's for the lust of the flesh or for the family。 我们很多人有不同的目标，不同的理想， And everybody has different goals and different ideals。 你今天你的目标你的理想是什么？ And what is your goal today? What is your ideal for your life? 耶稣叫我们呢就要跟从他。 是追求耶稣，不是追求世界。And Jesus calls us to follow him and not to follow the world. 但是今天呢，一般世界给我们的信息呢，是要即是追求自己，随心所欲。But you know, the world tells us to follow what we like. It says, do what you like. 尽有应有尽有。Get what you should get. You deserve it. 就算 McDonald 都说你今天需要有个祝福。And even McDonald says, you deserve a break today, right? Yeah. 所以今天这个世界是叫你要赢叻。And the world tells you that you need to be it. 因为我们学怎样去面试，学去怎样 去建工，都会教你呢，怎都是要有自信。Whatever we know, you know, we go to take an interview, go to get a job, you know, they always say, make sure you have self-confidence. 那自信是什么意思？就是信自己嘛。And self-confidence is confidence in yourself. 所以要赢叻啊。So 很多事呢，就算你不懂，你都要扮到懂啊。And so even if you don't know how to do it, you have to pretend like you know how to do it. 我得啊，点啊，可以的，点啊，我没问题。He said, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, it's okay. I'm cool, man. All right. 跟住你面完试之后见到工翻去，喂，点做？我完全唔识啊。And after you get the job, you know, you go and ask your friends, hey, how do I don't know anything about this. Teach me. 呢个世界嗰套咧，唔会衰变态。That's what the world says. You know, you can't lose face. 唔会失败。You can't be a loser. 耶稣嘅教导同世界完全有分别。But the teaching of Jesus is very different from the world. 耶稣说要舍己背起十字架。Jesus said you need to deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow Jesus. 舍己呢就是我们不喜欢听这些说话。We don't like to hear that we have to deny ourselves. 我们喜欢满足自己。We like to fulfill our flesh. 我们喜欢呢是为己 and we like to satisfy ourselves. 我们所做的都是为己，我的工作，我的家庭，我的钱，我的自由，我的享受。We like my money, my family, my pleasure, my freedom, me. 所以我们是喜欢我，我，我。We just like me, me, me.耶稣说要舍己放低。Jesus said we need to deny our flesh and follow him. 舍己不单只放弃一些物质。Denying the flesh is not just giving up some material things. 我们舍己呢就是将自己献给耶稣，是同耶稣一起受苦。Denying yourself is giving yourself to Jesus and then suffering with him. 所以我们舍己呢就是一个很特别的一个要求。And so it's a special challenge that Jesus is giving us to deny ourselves. 你今天会不会接受这个挑战呢？ Would you accept this challenge today? 耶稣就是自己以身作则，是叫我们做这件事。But Jesus did, is leading us by example when he calls us to this. 如果你记得上个星期啱啱你对上几节经文的时候呢，是耶稣讲给门徒听，他就要去十字架，死十字架，三天之后从死里复活。And if you remember last week, just a few verses above this, Jesus told the disciples that he's going to die on the cross and in 3 days raise again. 所以耶稣都是以身作则，他是舍己，他先为赎世界的罪。 And so Jesus is leading in an example as he first dies on the cross for our sins. 耶稣是一个很好的领袖， And Jesus is a wonderful leader. 他不会要求我们做一些他自己不会做的， And he's not going to demand that you do something that he's not going to do. 耶稣就是先行了这一步， And so Jesus does it first. 所以一个很好的领导。And so he's a very good leader. 耶稣也都是很坦白，很老实。And Jesus is also being very honest and very straightforward. 那我们传福音有时没耶稣那么坦白。我们传福音呢，就会告诉人是另一套 另一个故事。You know, when we teach, preach the gospel, we're not as honest as Jesus. We kind of tell a different story. 因为我们会告诉人听，信耶稣呢得平安，有喜乐，有开心，有丰盛的生命。We tell everybody, hey, believe in Jesus, you know, you get love and peace, and you get a wonderful, abundant life. 耶稣说，信我，舍己，背起十字架。Jesus said, believe in me, deny yourself, and pick up your cross and follow me. 好似两样嘢，系咪？It's like there's a difference here. 耶稣就好清楚，舍己系一个挑战。And Jesus is telling us that to deny ourselves is a challenge. Because I want to show you, we need to be challenged. 我们上个礼拜重返厅，有个博士呢跟我们讲，我们有重返厅最后一堂，是今年的一些的被释囚的训练。And last week we're having a meeting at the parole board, the last meeting this year, for the released inmates, and the doctor was teaching.
他就解释俾我听好清楚。他话人需要压力。
He said we need stress in our life.
冇压力咧唔得，太多压力又唔得。
If you don't have stress, then it's not good, and too much stress is not good.
系咪？冇压力咧就会懒惰，
盘平乜都唔肯做。If you don't have any stress, you just get lazy and not do anything.
太多压力，精神崩溃，受唔起。
And too much stress, you get a nervous breakdown because you can't handle it.
耶稣就俾适当嘅压力你，有挑战，舍己背起十字架，跟从耶稣。
Jesus wants to give you the proper stress, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him.
呢个一个挑战，一个要求。
This is a challenge and it's a demand.
第二次世界大战的时候，英国的首相这个的温斯顿吉尔丘吉尔，他和英国的同胞发出这个邀请。
In the Second World War, Winston Churchill offered this plea to the English people to fight against the Germans.
他说我可以俾你乜嘢呢？提供系血、辛劳、流水同埋汗、泪水同埋汗水。
He said, "All I can offer you is blood, toil, tears, and sweat."
系咪？一个挑战，你接唔接受 ？It's a challenge. Are you going to take the challenge? 可能耶稣今日同我哋讲，你够唔够男人？够唔够骨汉？就系跟从我，我要背起十字架，要行艰苦嘅路。
Maybe Jesus will say to the men today, hey, are you man enough today to take this challenge? Will you pick up your cross and follow me on this hard road?
你接不接受?
Are you willing to take the challenge?
跟从耶稣呢,要向自己说不,向耶稣说是。
To follow Jesus, we must say no to ourselves and yes to Jesus.
我们要向自己的喜好和舒适生活说不。
We need to say no to our own desires and our own pleasures.
我们要向自己自我为中心说不。
We need to say no to our own self-centeredness.
我们要向自己的私欲和肉体的事情说不。
We need to say no to our own fleshly desires.
我们都要向耶稣说是。
We need to say yes to Jesus.
我要同耶稣讲，我愿意。
We need to say yes to Jesus. I'm willing.
我愿意跟从你。
I'm willing to serve you.
不是行自己的意思，就是要行神的意思。
Not to follow my desire, but to follow your desire.
你愿意今日同耶稣这样讲？
Would you be willing to take this challenge and say that to Jesus?
舍己不是单单约束自己。
You know, denying yourself is not just restraining yourself.
约束自己就是一些因素放低自己一些活动。
To restrain yourself or self-denial is to, for a good purpose, maybe occasionally give up things or activities.
但是舍己呢就将自己完全投降给耶稣。
But denying yourself is to give yourself totally in surrender to Jesus Christ.
我哋要背起十字架。
背起十字架咩意思？ What does it mean to pick up your cross and follow Jesus? 背起十字架嘅意思就是与基督同受苦。To pick up your cross and follow Jesus means to suffer with Jesus. 十字架是一个历史一个里面最痛苦最残酷的一个工具。The cross is a symbol of history, the worst, the most painful, the cruelest implement for death.
十字架没有第二个意义，现在我们不是这样看，现在我们看到圣诞节这么美丽的圣诞树，十字架挂在这里这么漂
But now today we see, oh, you know, look at all these Christmas decorations, they're so beautiful, and we get a cross, and it's so nice. 我们有十字架的耳环，有十字架的颈链，有圣经有个十字架，好靓啊！ You know, we got cross earrings, we got cross necklace, we put a cross on our Bible, oh, it's so pretty.
当耶稣讲背起十字架，他不是这样的。When Jesus said, pick up your cross, that's not what he was talking about. 当时十字架没意思。是一个死刑的工具。
And the cross in those times was the implement of death.
是等于现在的度颈那条绳。
And it was equal to the hangman's noose.
是等于那个电椅。
And it's equal to an electric chair.
或者斩头刀。
Or a guillotine.
那如果耶稣跟你说，拎起你的斩头刀来跟从我，你会怎样？
If Jesus said, pick up your guillotine and follow me, what would you think?
耶稣说，拎起你的电椅来跟从我， take up your electric chair and follow me. 我说，哇，你好搞笑，耶稣，这样都得。
你好明白耶稣的意思，你要向自己死。You must understand, Jesus is saying, you must die.
有些人不明白什么叫背起十字架。
Some people don't understand what it means to pick up the cross.
有些人觉得，我牧师，我成日发脾气，这个我要咩嘅十字架？
They say to me, Pastor, I've got a bad temper, and that's the cross I have to bear.
这个不是十字架，这个是犯罪。
Your temper is not a cross, that's sin.
你要悔改，求神宽恕。
You need to repent and ask Jesus to forgive your sin.
有些人说，牧师，我有十字架，我要背起，我有哮喘，是我的十字架。
Somebody else says, oh pastor, I've got asthma, and that's a cross I have to bear.
这个不是耶稣讲的十字架，耶稣是讲我们要向自己死去跟从耶稣。
That's not the kind of cross that Jesus is talking about. Jesus is saying, we need to deny ourselves, die to ourselves, and follow Jesus.
所以面对十字架，我们只有一个行动，两个行动。
So when we face the cross, we can only have one or two options.
第一个行动呢，就是逃走，不要它。
The first option is to run away, escape.
第二个行动呢，就是在十字架上死。
The second option is to die to yourself on the cross.
我们这个背起十字架跟从耶稣，我们需要耶稣来帮助我们。
And so to pick up the cross and die on the cross, we need Jesus to help us.
那有些人觉得十字架呢就不适合自己，他喜欢其他人所背的十字架。
Some people don't like the cross that they have to carry, and they like the cross that other people carry.
所以有时觉得，耶稣我想背起十字架，但这个十字架不适合我。
And they say, Jesus, I want to pick up the cross, but I don't like this cross.
我想要那个人的十字架， I want his cross.
有个人呢，是跟耶稣说，耶稣，我不喜欢我这个十字架，觉得太重，我想换一换。
And so somebody came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I don't like the cross I have to carry. I want to change it.
He said, 没有问题。你有一间房，你入到去，放低你的十字架，里面好多个，你周围找，你找到一个适合自己呢，你拿着，可以拿走。
And so Jesus said, no problem. Here's a room and all these crosses in this room. You take your cross and put it down and look for a new one and find one that you like and then you can take it.
于是这个人士就很兴奋。就入去间房，放低佢嘅十字架喺个门
即係蹦喺蹦牆度，跟住周圍揾。
And so he was so excited, he took his cross, he put it alongside the wall, and he started looking for a new cross.
咁佢揾嚟揾去，哇！揾到好又肥又大又闊又鞋濕濕。
And he found some that were big and fat. He found others that were rough and grainy.
佢又揾到另一啲嘅十字架咧，就係好靚嘅立立靚，但係好重。
He found some others that were nice and pretty, but they're so heavy.
跟住揾到另一啲咧，就係好粗魯、好肉酸嘅。
And he found some others that were so rough and ugly.
玩咗好耐，成个几钟
，and he was in there for over an hour。
最后咧喺蹦墙嗰度见到一个，觉得哇呢、这个比较啱我。
And in the end, he found one leaning up against the side of the wall. He said, "Hey, this one's right for me."
于是佢拎起嗰个出翻门口
，and so he picked that one up and went out the door。
跟住耶稣问佢：，喂，你系咪放低你嘅十字架揾一个新嘅
？And so Jesus said, "Hey, did you put down your cross and find a new one?"
He said, "Yeah,
I found one. This one suited for me."
He said, "That's the one you just brought in."
And you said, "That's the one that you just brought in."
另一個人呢，覺得個十字架好重，唔想再孭。我有一幅畫，不過我揾唔到，喺個電腦度。昨天我揾來揾去揾唔到，喺我眼本消失咗。
I have a cartoon in my computer and I couldn't find it yesterday. It just disappeared.
但我話解釋俾你聽係咩事
啊 ？So I'll explain it to you this morning.
有一班人孭緊十字架，行緊同一個方向。
There's a bunch of people and everyone carrying a cross, walking in the same direction.
有一個人咧覺得佢嘅十字架太重
，and somebody thought his cross was too heavy.
於是佢諗到計
，and so he came up with a great plan.
佢攞把鋸。想锯断佢嘅十字架冇咁重
，and so he took out a saw and he started sawing off the bottom。
跟住佢锯完之后咧，觉得轻啲，就行过多几步又再锯一啲。
And after he sawed off the bottom part, he said, "Hey, this is lighter now." And it took a few more steps and he sawed off some more。
于是越行越锯
，and as he kept walking, he kept making it shorter and shorter and shorter。
跟住。来到一个山崖，是一个山谷，两个山对住，是没办法过好深的山崖。
And so they all came to this crevice, and there's a deep pit, and there's no way to get across.
其他人孭十字架放低喺个十字架上行过去。
And everybody else put the cross down and walked over the cross.
佢个十字架放低太短，跌落去嘅。
And his cross was so short, he just fell in the hole.
弟兄姊妹，神俾你要孭个十字架，系你孭得起嘅，系有意思嘅。
And Jesus has given you a cross to carry, and you can carry it, and there's a purpose for it.
耶稣叫我哋舍己，背起十字架，跟从耶稣。
Jesus calls us to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow Him.
生命最难嘅选择。Life's most difficult choice. 35节，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Verse 35 says, "He who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will save it."
所以你要讲一个好重要嘅道理。
Jesus is teaching us a very important truth right here.
有好多嘢呢，我哋想保留，越想保留会越失去。有啲嘢我哋系想唔想失去，我哋用嘅时候就会系保留。
You know, there's so many things in life that we want to keep, and in trying to keep it, we lose it. And other things in life that we try to, that if we use it, we will keep it.
一个例子，如果我哋有一啲嘅才干恩赐。你保留佢咧会消失。
And as an example, if you have gifts and talents in your life and you don't use those gifts, they will disappear.
但系如果你用你嘅恩赐、你嘅才干咧，会越用越好嘅。
But if you use your gifts and talents, the more you use it, the better it will become.
系咪？生命都系咁。
Life is like that.
神俾我哋一啲嘅好好嘅机会，我哋要把握要用。
And God has given us some wonderful opportunities. We have to use them.
例如我有一些种子，我好喜欢啲种子，所以我唔想放喺地里边，会点？
For example, I've got a bunch of seeds and I love my seeds and I don't want to plant them in the ground. What's going to happen?
我揸住啲种子，哇，睇佢觉得好靓。
And as I hold the seeds, I think they're so pretty.
我就摇摇下，哇，好香啊！即系听上嚟唔系香，系好听啊，sorry.
And I, as I shake them in my hand, I say, oh, that sounds so wonderful.
跟住咧，有时弹下弹下，哇，好玩。
And I take the seeds and I just throw them up in the air. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
但我唔撒喺地里边系点？
But I don't put them in the ground. What's wrong?
种子嘅价值就要放喺地里边。
The value in the seed is to put it in the ground.
种子嘅用途系要喺地里边，跟住死先至生翻一棵嘢。
And the purpose of a seed is to die in the ground so it can grow into a new plant.
如果我唔撒喺地里边，个种子死咧，我系嘥咗个种子，浪费。
If I don't put the seed in the ground so it can die, then I've wasted the seed.
系咪？ 我哋生命系一样，我哋嘅生命如果我哋想为自己保留，我哋唔为耶稣去用咧，我哋系浪费生命。
Our life is the same. If you don't invest your life in what Jesus has His purpose for you, you have wasted your life.
或者你赚到大钱，或者你系做到好出色嘅事，但你冇做耶稣创造你要做嘅嘢咧，你系浪费生命。
Maybe you've used your life and you made a lot of money. Maybe you've used your life and you've done some wonderful things. But if you haven't lived your life for Jesus, then you've wasted your life because you didn't do what Jesus created you to do.
嗱，我初初嚟澳门嘅时候咧，好多人话我黐线。白牧师，你做咩去澳门啊？你喺美国可以赚大钱，你系有一个好出色嘅将来，你浪费晒你嘅生命。
When I came to Macau, a lot of people said to me, Rusty, you're wasting your life. You should not go to Macau. You could have a great future in the United States.
我就唔同意，生命嘅价值唔在乎长短，生命嘅价值在乎你投资你嘅生命系乜嘢。
I disagree. I say the meaning of life is not in how long or short your life is, but in what you've invested your life in.
我选择系要跟从耶稣。
And I made the choice to follow Jesus.
我选择不算些什么，但我几十年前有个人的生命是影响我很深。But
a few, 40, 50 years ago, somebody's life had a great impact on my life.
这个人在北美读书非常出色。
And he studied and he was a very good student in Canada.
他就是畢業呢，就好出色，他的太太都好出色。When
he graduated from university, he was his honors, and
哥都說你將來實有成才。And
everybody said, when you graduate and you get out in the working place, you're going to be a great success.
但是他有另一個計劃，他說神呼召我要去南美洲，去一個少數民族的部落去傳福音。
But he told everybody, God has called me to go to South America to a tribal people and preach the gospel.
哥听到话，你痴线，你浪费生命，你读咁多书去到少数民族部落。
Everyone says, you're crazy. You've studied all this and now you're going to go to South America to a tribal people?
他上去那个少数民族，又是见人就杀，没人能够跟他埋堆。
他是出名，是最野蛮的世界上最野蛮的少数民族。 And the tribal people that he was going to go to was the most notorious evil tribe in the world, and they killed everybody that they came in contact. The Wada, or the Aka, as it used to be called.
他就去到不够一两年，就被那个少数民族杀死。
And he went and he was murdered within a year or two of being among this tribal people.
但是他离开他本家之前,
佢寫咗一句説話係好有意思。But before he left his home, he wrote something in his diary that had so much meaning. 佢話：犧牲一些不能保留的，為得著不能失去的，這人不是愚蠢。He said, "The man that gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose is not a fool." Eliot, 犧牲一啲你冇辦法保留嘅，為咗得著一啲你冇辦法失去嘅，你咁樣做唔係蠢嘅。Are you willing to give up what you can't keep to gain what you cannot lose?
呢個耶穌嘅意思，舍己背起十字架，向世界說不，向耶穌說是。
That's what Jesus means. Die to yourself, pick up your cross, follow Jesus, say no to the world and yes to Jesus.
你喺耶穌度得著咧，係冇辦法失去嘅。
And what you gain in Jesus, you will never lose.
耶穌係想我哋追求佢，犧牲自己，可能要犧牲自己嘅尊嚴。
Jesus wants us to follow him. Maybe we have to give up our self-esteem.
有啲人咧就會為咗錢去放棄尊嚴。
You know, some people for money will give up their self-esteem.
有啲人會為咗名氣，就係犧牲佢嘅原則，做人嘅原則。
Some people to gain power and prestige will forsake their principles.
另外有啲人咧為咗短暫嘅快樂，會犧牲永久嘅幸福。
And some people for short pleasure will give up eternal blessing.
耶穌想我哋將我哋嘅價值觀放啱，做啱嘅選擇。
Jesus wants us to change our value system and make the right choice.
耶穌想我哋選擇永恆。
Jesus wants us to choose eternity.
你知道最後呢，當你離開世界的時候，最重要的問題不是說你賺多少錢，做多少出色的事，最大的問題就是耶穌會問你，你為耶穌做過什麼事。
You know, the most important question when you die is not how much money you've made, is not what you've done in this world. What Jesus is going to ask you is, what have you done for him?
真正的生命在耶稣在神的里面。
True life is only found in God.
所以为福音丧掉生命必救了生命。
And so if you give up your life for the gospel, you have found true life.
你今天为什么花费你的生命？
What are you living your life for?
是不是钱、工作、理想、舒适的环境？
Are you living for money, for work, for pleasure, for your ideals?
很多人想要有舒适的家，搏命地赚钱，日夜都上班，享受不到所得的舒适的家。
So many people want a nice house, and they work so hard to get it that they're always at work and never in the house.
牺牲家人时间，犧牲家庭樂。
They give up time with their family and they give up time with their children.
可能犧牲親情，想得到享受反而是沒辦法享受。
And they want to have pleasure but they're working so hard they can't enjoy it.
這是一個真人真事，在幾百年前發生。
This is a true story from a couple hundred years ago.
有一個鐵匠咧，信耶穌，佢帶一個嘅仁兄信主。嗰個仁兄好熱心，因為當時係有逼迫，佢咁熱心咧，被人拉咗坐監。
There is a blacksmith, Richard Denton, who was a Christian, and he shared the gospel with another man, William Woolsey. And William Woolsey was so.Excited for Jesus, and this was a couple hundred years ago in a time when there was persecution. He was preaching the gospel, he got put in prison.
那个仁兄跟带他信主那个铁匠讲说话，他说， 喂，我为耶稣而家坐监，你带我信主，不如一齐为耶稣牺牲。
And Willsby, he was so excited for Jesus. He told the guy who brought him to Christ, Denton. He said, "Hey, I'm in prison for believing in Jesus. You brought me to Christ. Come, let's suffer together."
個鐵匠同佢講：對唔住，我冇辦法為耶穌焚燒自己。
And this blacksmith, Denton, he said, "I'm sorry, I cannot burn myself out for Jesus."
佢講完一段時間之後，冇幾耐，佢屋企火燭，佢走入去間屋裏邊搶救啲物資，跟住喺火燭火場裏邊犧牲咗自己。
And not too long after he said that, he went back into his house that was burning to get some of his goods out to rescue them from the fire, and he got trapped in the fire and he burned up in the fire.
佢唔可以為耶穌焚燒自己，反而佢被火焚燒。
And he couldn't burn out for Jesus, instead he got burned out in a fire.
令到我記得我哋去年去四川有一位仁兄我哋認識嘅。
And last year when we went to Sichuan the first time, there's somebody that we met.
是他就在多江堰，我们是见到他一个男士，他的太太和他的女儿是在地震里面死亡。
And last year when we were there, and he told us a story, his daughter and his wife both died in the earthquake.
他告诉他的太太就在地震发生的时候走回出屋，跟住記得佢個女仲喺裏邊，就翻入去要搶救佢個女，跟住有多個陣，兩個喺嗰次死亡。
And he told us that his wife was in the earthquake and she escaped out of the house, but then she remembered that her daughter was still in the house and she ran back into the house to save the daughter, and then another shaking came and they both died.
其實我哋唔知道幾時生幾時死。
We don't know when we will live or die.
保罗就是这样在腓立比书第三章第七节第八节。
This is what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 and 8.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
I count all a loss that I might gain Christ.
你今日会唔会好似保罗咁样讲？保罗好有学问，好有地位，好有知识。
Paul had great learning and education. He had prestige and position.
但是他全部放低，看作粪土。
But he counted all dung, manure,
为了得着耶稣为至宝。
He gave it all up that he could get Christ, gain Christ as the most precious jewel.
你是不是觉得耶稣是最宝贵呢？
Do you think that Jesus is the most precious to you today?
我们今天呢就要有一个生命最长的投资。
Today we must make the longest investment of our life, life's longest investment.
马可福音八章三十六、三十七节。
And back in Mark in chapter 8, verse 36 and 37,
人就是赚得全世界，配上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
这句说话很难接受，因为我们想得着世界，我们希望我们得到多一点世界。
It's hard to accept this because we want to gain the world. We want more of the world.
澳门是世界的中心，你知不知道？
Now Macau is the center of the world.
有几个因素，澳门而家就系一个世界嘅中心。
There are a few reasons why Macau is now the center of the world.
可能你不知不觉，我哋嘅地方变咗。
Maybe you must realize that our place has changed while we're growing up. 現在世界上 最多錢是哪裡來的？ Now where's all the money coming around the world? 珠江三角洲。 It's coming from the golden triangle of Guangzhou, Hong Kong, and Macau. What do they call that in English? Pearl Delta, yeah, Pearl Delta, thank you. Triangle, Pearl Delta Triangle. 是世界的出产的最多美国的贸易赤字就是因为珠江三角洲。And this is the producing all the produce, all the material goods for the whole world. Even the United States has a massive deficit, trade deficit with the China because of the Pearl Delta region. 这个是物质的世界。This is the land of materialism.
香港是什么地方啊？香港歷史悠久，就是商業和銀行投資的世界中心。
And Hong Kong, what is Hong Kong? Hong Kong for many years has been trade, banking, investment, commerce, capital of the world.
澳門現在是什麼？
And what is Macau?
澳門現在就是賭場的世界中心 的皇帝。
And now Macau is the gambling capital of the world.
澳门赌场是赚钱多过任何一个地方的赌场，超过美国所有的赌场的加埋。
And Macau makes more money in the casinos than all of the casinos in the United States combined.
这个就是赚钱世界的中心。
And so this is the money capital, investment capital, trade capital of the world.
你生活在一个的物质世界的地方。
You are living in the material world.
所以我们想赚钱，赚世界，好理所当然。
And so we want to make money, we want to get rich, it's obvious.
是吧？我相信好多年轻人的梦想，我希望有个3000尺的楼。
I'm sure that many of us have this great dream. I hope that I can have a 3,000 square feet apartment.
或者另一间你就可以收租，
and maybe another one that I can get rental off of.
或者另一个可以炒，有时起嘅时候又炒又赚，又炒又赚，
and maybe I can have a third one that I can use for, you know, trading and selling and buying and selling.
呢个系我哋嘅世界俾我哋嘅观点，
and this is coming from the world.
赚钱系叻，搵钱搵人系劲。
Make money, get rich. That's the purpose in life.
弟兄姊妹，你记得亚历山大大？
Do you remember Alexander the Great?
他25岁之前已经征服当时的世界。
Before the age of 25, he had conquered the whole world of the Western world.
由西班牙一路去到印度，整个欧洲、中东。
And he conquered from Spain all the way to India, all of Europe and in the Middle East.
他25岁，咁上下，因为饮酒已经空虚。
And because at age 25, somewhere around there, and he was empty inside, he was drinking.
跟住唔知点解死咗。
And then he died. Nobody knows why.
但死之前呢？他吩咐在病床吩咐下属，你要将我的棺材转两个窿，伸我两个手出去，抬我在市中心行一个周。
But he, before he died, he told his people to put him in the coffin, drill two holes, stick his hands out, and carry him around the city.
他说：“Alexander，为什么你要我们这样做？”
And they said, Alexander, why do you want us to do this?
他说，我要全世界知道，我亚历山大大大，虽然死的时候都是两手空空而去。
And he said, I want the world to know that even me, Alexander the Great, when I die, I still am empty-handed.
弟兄姊妹，你在这个世界赚到什么？你得不到，你带不回去天上。
No matter what you get in this world, you cannot take it up to heaven.
有一个100几年前，美国墨西哥北河一个撞船意外。
And over 100 years ago, in the Mississippi River in the United States, there was a ship that crashed.
咁啊喺嗰只船咧有好多加州嘅金矿嘅工人 ，and there are a lot of gold miners on that ship from California。当佢撞船嘅时候，好多人系攞救生艇，同埋系叫起甲板就跳水就游上岸。And when the ship was sinking, many people got in the lifeboats and they pulled off the planks of the ship and they jumped in the water and they swam the shore. 半个钟头，佢以为过都安全，点知仲有个人喺船度。And after half an hour, they thought everyone was safe, but oh, then somebody else appeared on deck. 那个人喺半个钟头喺啲船舱嗰度吵去吵去，终于咧就系上到甲板就要跳水。And he was for half an hour searching through the cabins, and finally he was up on the deck and he was going to escape. 他一叫起个木板就跳落水 ，and he pulled off a plank and he jumped in the water. 跟住呢，一跳落水，沉沉沉沉沉就不见了。And as soon as he jumped in the water, he just sank, and they couldn't find him. 过咗一段时间，揾到佢嘅尸体。And after a while, they found his dead body. 发现到原来佢喺船舱里边嘅金矿嗰啲工人嘅仓，刮晒佢啲金，绑住佢个腰。And they discovered that as he was searching through the cabins, he got all the gold from the miners and he put it around his waist. 当佢跳落水嘅时候，佢沉落去。And when he jumped in the water, he drowned. 佢半个钟头里边揾到啲钱咧，多过一般人一生一世可以揾到，但系佢享受得一刹那。And he found so much money in half an hour that most people will never see in their lifetime, and yet he only enjoyed it for a very short time. 呢个就系耶稣所讲嘅，要背起十字架舍己，你为咗呢个生命要投资喺耶稣嘅里边。This is what Jesus is talking about. You need to invest your life in eternity.Deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow Jesus. 最后，我们看38节。In closing, let's look at verse 38. 犯罪者淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里，同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。耶稣讲得好清楚，好坦白。Jesus is speaking very clearly and very plain. 你咪以耶稣为可耻呢 ？Are you embarrassed about Jesus today? 喺另一度，耶稣话你喺人面前唔认我，我喺天父面前唔认你。In another place, Jesus said, "If you deny me in front of men, I will deny you in front of my Father."耶稣嘅意思就系咁样，可耻。你系咪当耶稣系可耻？Do you think that Jesus is something to be embarrassed about? 我们为什么可耻呢? What do we think is embarrassing? 很多少年人觉得父母是可耻。A lot of children think their parents are embarrassing. 跟父母去学校，妈，不要跟埋我，这么核突，肉酸，同学见到，不知道想什么。Mom, don't follow me to school. I'm a grown up now. What are my classmates going to think if they see you? 当父母是可耻。有时我们屋企里面有个有弱智或者有困难的家人，阿妈叫你带他喝茶，咦，这么核突，怎么带他啊？And if you have somebody in our family who's mentally ill or has some handicap or something, and your parents say, hey, why don't you take him out to tea? I'm not taking him, it's yucky, I can't be seen with him. 你想一想一个男士和一个女士结婚。Think for a moment, one guy gets married to a girl. 跟着跟个女仔说，老婆，我现在告诉你知。千祈唔好同我出街。如果人哋问你，你唔好话佢听你系我太太。He says to the wife, "Okay, wife, never go out with me. And if anybody asks you, don't say that you're my wife." 如果觉得自己嘅太太可耻，得唔得啊 ？If you were embarrassed by your own wife, is that going to work? 耶稣话：如果你当我好。 有慈我在天上的时候你没份。 Jesus said, if you're embarrassed by me, you have no place in heaven.
但我告诉你，为了认耶稣是教主，世界会当你痴线。
But for you to recognize Jesus as your Savior, the world's going to say you're crazy.
你认耶稣是你的教主，你要舍己背起十字架，跟从耶稣。
If you want to admit that Jesus is your Savior today, you need to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus.
生命最大的挑战，生命最大的选择，生命最大的投资，就是背起十字架，跟从耶稣。
Life's biggest challenge, life's biggest choice, and life's longest investment is to pick up your cross and follow Jesus.
你今日会怎样选呢？ What choice will you make today? 我一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，让我们今日可以看你的圣经，看你的话语。主，我们知道我们面对人生很多的挑战，世界有很多周围吸引我们的地方，我们需要耶稣你帮助我们，是真的天天舍己，天天背起十字架，天天来跟从你。主，这个世界给我们太多的试探，太多的吸引，求你改观我们的价值观，改变我们的人生观，使到我们可以真的为了将来永恒去投资，不要为了短暂的这个物质的社会世界去浪费生命。多谢主，听我的祷告，奉耶稣名求。